The last time I built a comfortable six-figure business, I burned my life to the ground doing it. I nearly tanked my decades-long relationship, demolished my adrenal health, and created a fresh hormone hell that only the perimenopausal woman in burnout can comprehend. Today, we're going to talk about what I'm doing differently now and how I've built back to six figures while living a full life so that you can do it too.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
First things first, let's talk about what burnout really is. According to our friends at Google, burnout is a state of complete mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion. No kidding. If you're experiencing burnout, you may notice it's difficult to engage in activities you normally would find meaningful, and you may no longer care about things that are important to you, or you experience an increasing sense of hopelessness. ChatGPT further explains that burnout results in cynicism, detachment, and reduced performance. But this is what I find. As women who are high achievers, we don't allow our performance to suffer. We'll drop every other ball going, but we're not going to allow our performance to suffer. Our relationships, our family, our hobbies, our hopes and dreams, our self-care, our physical and emotional health all take a backseat to the endless pursuit of a six or seven figure business. And this episode is going to serve as your spoiler alert that you don't have to break your life to build your business. Just this morning, I had a conversation with a friend and she's heading towards seven figures from her comfortable six-figure business. Isn't it just so crazy how we think all of these things are important? But here we are. Anyway, she's heading towards seven figures in her business, and she's completely burning down her life to do it, and it's starting to catch up to her. Her physical health is definitely deteriorating. She has pain in her body all the time. She's completely and totally exhausted and has no time for her self-care. And this is the thing that we do. You know, we're high achievers and we go, 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 building our businesses, building our careers, and we allow our self-care and our physical and our emotional health to just kind of take a back seat, but it can only take a back seat for so long. So she's at the point now where we're having these conversations around, how can I get myself in the driver's seat for my own health and for the life that I really, really want? Because it's great that I'm making all of this money and I'm having fun doing it. I love my job. I love my career. But I know that I'm letting my own needs fall by the wayside. You know, I'm getting 5-6 hours of sleep and my brain isn't working the way that it should and my body isn't working the way that it should. And this is the thing that I found in my holistic health practice over and over and over again, is that the body is going to scream louder. I used to say to women, your body is screaming at you. And every time we kind of push that down and we don't listen to what our body is saying, it gets louder and louder and louder. So how loud does your body have to get with you before you actually make the changes that you need to make? Because there is a way to go back to six figures, to go to six figures, to go to seven figures, wherever it is that you're going, there's a way to do it by aligning with your energetic blueprint, which is your human design, so that you can build the business you were made for, and you can live your purpose every single day, and you can feel amazing while you do it, because that is the key to everything, right? Is like, how amazing can we possibly feel while we are living our purpose? So just listen to these quick little paragraphs from clients that I've recently worked with, things that they've actually had to say in their own words. I am mind blown, completely mind blown that I can actually stop working when the energy isn't there for it. I had no idea that was even possible. It's astounding how much more content I can create and faster by allowing myself not to work. Isn't that crazy? Or another client said, say what? I had no idea that I could speak on a podcast, but I said yes to the invitation and leaned hard into my strategy and just allowed my voice to come through, and it was magical. It's not just me who thinks so either. In a Facebook group I'm in, someone posted the clip to say how valuable it was. I wish I'd known I could trust myself earlier on. And I've got a great resource for you that takes you through how to do this in your own life. It's completely free. I've linked it for you in the show notes. It's an energetic guide to living your blueprint, and I tell it in a story form so that you can relate to it and you can start to actually use the things I'm going to talk about in this episode. So you can just go to VickiDixon.com and download it. It's linked in the show notes for you. So let's talk about how aligning with your human design is your path of least resistance to building your business to whatever level you decide to build it to building your career to whatever level you decide to build it to. You don't have to give up your life, your health, or your relationships to do it. You can go all the way and you can have a boatload of fun while you're doing it. So let's get into the nitty-gritty so that this episode serves you rather than just being something inspiring that you listen to and you think, oh yeah, she did say that I could align with my human design, but I still don't have a clue how to do that. We're going to actually go through some of the nitty-gritty here for you. You're going to want to have your own chart handy or re-listen to this episode later if you're on the go right now, walking or driving. Just re-listen to the episode later with your chart handy. If you don't have your chart, go to VickiDixon.com. It's linked in the show notes. And you can download your chart for free with your birth information. But have it in front of you as you go through this. So first we're going to talk about type and strategy. When in doubt, come back to your type and strategy. And I know that you think it's boring. I get it. I know that you think that you're living it. You think you've been there, done that, but I'm here to tell you that you probably are not actually living it. Because every day I work with women just like you and me who think that they're living their design because they can rattle off a bunch of stuff about their chart. And it's really not easy to retrain ourselves to live in a completely different way than we've been conditioned to live. I mean, we are all conditioned to go out and initiate, and that's not the way for four of the five human design types. So I'll give you an example. I was at PodFest last week, and a woman came up to me because I was wearing an Unjaded sweatshirt. It said Unjaded Human Design Podcast. She proceeded to tell me about her human design and how much she knows about being a projector, which is great. She then invited herself onto my podcast as a guest, took my phone from my hand, and added herself as a contact. You don't have to be invited to do every little thing as a projector, but this is not how her energy or your energy, if you're a projector, will land best with others, and it did not land with me. She then proceeded to tell me that I was now in her funnel and her team would be in touch with me to schedule that interview. Sometimes I think, oh my gosh, what does my face look like in these situations? Because I'm standing there thinking, you know, face, don't fail me now. Holy cow. So it would have been better for her to have leaned into her type and strategy and to have been in the energy of being invited or being inviting. Better for her to have used her penetrating and absorbing aura to draw me in than to just tell me that she was going to guest on my podcast and to take my phone and actually add herself to my contacts. It was the strangest thing. And I wonder if it would have been as strange if it was a manifestor that did that, because that's more their energy. I was standing there thinking, wow, this is really interesting how this is playing out. But all she could tell me is about how much she knows about living her design. And I'm like, okay. So if you're a projector, you're going to lean into waiting for the invitation. You're going to lean into intuitively understanding when the energetic invitations are there and when they're not. Like if I had energetically been putting out to her, oh, I would love to have you as a guest. Oh, I would love to have you added as a contact to my phone. Oh, I would love to go into your funnel to be into your world. So energetically, as projectors, you have the ability to understand that and to feel into it. You get to surrender to living your life patiently. I have a guest on in a couple of weeks, actually, who's doing beautifully in her life and her business, and she's going to share all about her projector guidance with us. She has found in the last few months, I'm going to say, she said to me, Vicky, oh my gosh, this energetic invitation thing is finally sitting with me. I'm finally able to surrender to it. And all of these invitations are coming from me, for me, from everywhere. And it's magical. So she's going to be sharing that with us towards the end of February on the Unjaded podcast. So keep an eye on my IG for a heads up, and also just follow along every Monday for the podcast. Okay, so if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, you're going to wait for things to respond to, and this is hard. I get it. I'm a manifesting generator. I know how hard it can be. You've been so trained to go out and make things happen, partly because you have the energy to go out and make things happen, that when you first come to human design, your greatest fear is that nothing will happen. What if I don't get a sign? What if the universe doesn't give me anything to respond to? Trust me, it will. You will be gobsmacked by how much the universe will conspire with you if you will allow it to conspire with you. And you know, so many times we get a sign from the universe and we think, oh, but I'd like a signier sign. You know, that's not signy enough for me. So the universe is always giving you things to respond to. If you're a generator type, which is a manifesting generator, a generator. Like my client Meg, who said on our last call, oh my gosh, I can't believe how I respond to something and it keeps showing up over and over and over and over again in my life. So I know that the next thing I'm supposed to do is the thing that I've decided on. It is effortless. And that's how it's meant to be as a generator or a manifesting generator. The key is to trust that. The key is to trust that you actually will get things to respond to, because it feels like it's wrong. It feels like it's wrong not to plan out 6 months worth of content, not to plan out your entire year of launches and products that you're going to have and courses that you're going to have. It feels like it is the craziest thing in the world to say, I'm just going to allow the universe to guide me. But it will. Okay, so if you're a manifester, you need to take action. You get to inform those around you what you're about to do. Stop asking permission and stand in your power already. This is why you are here as a manifester. You get the party started for the rest of us so that we have things to respond to, so that we have things to be invited into, so that we have things to reflect upon. You are where it all begins. If you're a reflector, lean into your community. Sample being in the energy of others and notice what's up with the people around you. You are our mirror. We need you to show us. We need you to reflect back to us what we are doing well and what we could do better at. That's your job as a reflector. So that is part of your strategy. That's part of the basics of your design. So we're going to switch gears here. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to look at your profile. Your profile will be listed on your chart. I'm going to tell you where it's listed, and I'm also going to tell you where you find the numbers and what they mean. So it's going to be listed near where it says your type and your strategy and your authority. It will also say your profile, and it will be listed as profile. But where you can look at your chart and know is it's taken from the numbers after the decimal point on the top two numbers on the right-hand side and then the left. So decimal between 1 and 6 is going to be the number. So the first two numbers at the top on the right-hand side, and then the first two numbers at the top on the bottom side. So you'll get 1, 3, 2, 4, 2, 5, 3, 6, 6, 6, 2, something like that. A combination of two numbers. I'm not going to go through them all here, but I'm just going to give you a little bit of an idea of why this matters. So we'll compare two profiles because it will give you the idea of how differently they show up in life and business, and how if you're showing up incorrectly or as the wrong profile, things won't go as smoothly for you. This is a really, really, really big deal because your profile is the role that you play in the movie of your life. It's really important. For the purposes of this episode, I'm just going to compare the 1-3 profile and the 2-4 profile. Actually, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, this is my husband's profile and my profile. He's a 1-3 and I'm a 2-4. Two more different people do not exist on the planet. Trust me. So if you have a 1-3 profile, you're going to go down every rabbit hole that exists. You're the researcher. You need to know all of the things. You're also an experiential learner, and you've probably been shamed a lot for making too many mistakes. I'll put that in air quotes because there's no such thing as a mistake. As a 1-3 profile, you need to make all of the mistakes. You need to go down all of the rabbit holes, and you do this so that you can bring what you've learned to the people that you're here to serve. There's a reason for it. If you have a 2-4 profile like I do, you have a natural genius that you can't even see. You need a lot of alone time in order to marinate in your genius, and it doesn't matter if you're an extrovert or an introvert, you're going to need alone time. You also have a network of people who are uniquely designed to call you out of hiding, energetically, when you're ready to share those gifts with others. No rabbit holes, no making mistakes for you. It's just your natural genius, your thing that's most alive for you right now is the thing that you're going to be most excited to share. And then you're going to take time away as you need to. It's called the hermit. And then you're going to come back out into your community. So you're a mix of a hermit and a community profile. So can you hear the difference and feel how those two profiles would need to align their actions very differently in order to reach their goals in their business, their career, their life? There are 12 different profiles, so take some time to look at yours and notice if you're showing up in this role in your life and business, or if you're trying to be something that you're not, because it makes a really huge difference. Okay, so how has this played out in my own business? Because I did promise you that I would take you through how I built back to six figures aligning with my human design. So when I first built a multiple six-figure business, I burned my life to the ground to do it. I traveled all over the country, 3 weeks of the month, every single month. I was building a direct sales business, and I went to the top of that industry very, very quickly, the top of that company very, very quickly. Within 14 months, I had earned a six-figure salary, and I burned my life down. As I said in the beginning of this episode, I absolutely burned my life down. My health was a mess. My relationship was a mess. Everything was a mess. But I had this six-figure income. So fast forward a few years, and I had built my holistic health practice alongside of this direct sales business. And, it seemed like life was good, but there was a lot of struggle every time that I would go to launch something. So I'm a manifesting generator.
And every time I would go to launch something, I would go through all of the motions. And, you know, I would have all of the email sequences written. I would have the course developed. I would have all of the social media posts ready. Everything would be ready and everything would be scheduled out. And, you know, I would kill myself getting ready to get all of this stuff done. And I'm not someone who's here for the details. I'm more of a big picture thinker than the little details. And I miss a lot of things. And it was absolutely painful. This would be between 4 and 8 weeks to get ready for this launch. And then by the time it would come time to launch, I was sick of the thing already. I didn't want to deliver the thing because I was so tired of being in it. And I was creating from, well, this is what my clients are telling me, or this is what people need, or I think that this would work. And I wasn't creating from my body, from my sacral response. I wasn't waiting for things to respond to, which is how we want to live as generator types. So fast forward to when I found human design and I started to really lean into this response thing. And it goes against everything that we've been taught. It feels like it couldn't possibly work because how can you just, as a business person, as a serious business person, how can you just trust that the universe will give you things to respond to and that will guide you and lead you? But I'm telling you, when I do a launch now, I very intentionally put out things for people to respond to, and then that gives me something to respond to, and my sacral is all zhuzhed up. And the thing that I'm delivering is magical. My launches are much shorter, and I have a whole lot less planned out ahead of time, which, you know, a lot of business coaches would come into my business and say, oh my God, girl, like you have got to get planning these things out. But it works. It works in a magical way, and it is truly aligned for me. And that's just one little piece of the puzzle of running my business through my strategy, which is to respond. There are a bazillion ways that I use it in my content creation, in my social media posts, in so many ways I use. Just this morning, I was speaking with a friend and she gave me something to respond to about a podcast episode. So I'll record that one next. Anyway, that's just one little tiny piece of how I use the strategy. When I look at how I use my profile, it's crazy when I allowed myself to actually step into this. So I'm a 2-4 profile. I have a natural genius that needs to be called out of me. And this is so true. So true. So if you are a second line profile, then there may be a ton of things that you're really, really good at. And it can be really hard for you to find the thing that's actually your genius. So you got to listen. You got to wait for people to call it out of you. And that's how this copywriting thing has come to be in my life. And it is a really big deal. It's turning into a really big deal because I used my second line, which is naturally gifted at writing and creating content. And then I have created through response this opportunity that you couldn't have found a better opportunity for my human design if you had tried. And I'll tell you about that in a few episodes from now. I've just got so much that I want to talk to you about as we go through. But anyway, leaning into that, this second line and allowing my genius to be called out of me and then actually using it has been really important. And then understanding that I actually do build community. Even though I'm an introvert, even though I love my time alone, I naturally build networks and community around me. So how can I lean in and use that in my businesses? I've always done it, but I wasn't really aware that I was doing it. So by intentionally using that ability to build community, that ability to bring people together, and that ability to mine my network for opportunities, it's using my profile in the most beautiful way. So when you're ready to do this, really taking the time to lean into your human design is where it's at. That's how you're going to build a 6-figure business, a 7-figure business, a God knows what figure business without breaking your life. And there's a few things for you on the website that I'm going to link in the show notes. One is that free resource that I spoke to at the beginning. In it, I tell the story of someone with your human design type and strategy and how they leverage it to build a purposeful life, completely free. And then the other one is a blog post that I've just written on all 12 profiles so that you can go there, you can look up your profile, and you can see, are the things that I'm doing in my life and in my business aligned with the way that I'm designed to show up in my life? It's really important. Because we all want to align with our purpose. We all want to do what we came here to do. We all want to have the impact we're here to make, right? So when you're ready to step up and have the impact that you're designed to have, it's time for your human design reading. We'll spend about 75 minutes together going through every aspect of your design so that you can fully step into the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. So many times I hear from women who say, I'm just waiting for my reading until blankety blank blank. I'm going to have my reading after I blankety blank blank. The thing is, life isn't going to be that much different when blankety blank blank happens, right? If you're not showing up as your human design now, whatever you fill in that blank with is not going to change things enough. When you invest in yourself and your reading now, you get to take all of that juiciness and start right after the reading. Start diving into, wow, this is me. This is who I really am. I remember this part about me. Because you know what? You always remember the part of you that you've been covering up with what everybody else told you you needed to be. And in your reading, you get real strategies to use in your life, in your relationships, in your business, every area of your life, so that you can show up as yourself and live the life that you're here to live. Human design is really your best chance at living a completely unjaded life.